Many fans seem to think that the creation of Batman was mainly influenced by Zorro, but The Dark Knight's very first story was actually a remake of a story from The Shadow.
That's right. The Shadow was a pulp hero who predated Batman by 8 years. By day, he was a millionaire playboy, but by night, he was an avenging vigilante named The Shadow, who often helped Police Commissioner Weston. He was even nicknamed the Knight of Darkness.
In 1937, writer Theodore Tinsley, under the pen name Maxwell Grant, wrote the story Partners of Peril. 2 years later, Bill Finger would redo the story as Detective Comics number 27, The Case of the Chemical Syndicate.
Both stories feature the wealthy playboy visiting his police commissioner friend, who discovers that a chemical businessman has been murdered. The victim's relative is the prime suspect, but the police learn about three other business partners whose lives are all in danger.
Sure enough, one of the other business partners has received a death threat already. He becomes the next victim and is murdered in his own home. The murderer attempts to escape, only to be stopped on the rooftop by the vigilante, whose movements in the Shadow story are described as bat-like.
The police mistakenly think that the vigilante is the one killing the businessman and open fire on him, but the crime fighter escapes. He eventually recovers a document that provides key evidence pointing to the real killer.
There are two surviving business partners left. One visits the other, only to be captured by a sinister lab assistant who puts his hostage in a glass dome that serves as a gas chamber. The vigilante arrives, however, and saves the would-be victim by going into the trap himself and stopping the gas with a handkerchief. The final business partner appears and plays innocent, but ends up trying to kill the other.
While the assistant had appeared to be the villain, the vigilante reveals that the remaining business partner was the real mastermind behind the deaths, who wanted to take ownership of the entire chemical syndicate. The vigilante's major evidence is a contract that would have given the villain full control over the company.
At the end, a police official shows interest in learning more about the superhero, and the wealthy playboy discusses the case with his friend, who has no idea that he's really talking to the vigilante. To add even more evidence to the connection between the stories, internet sleuths have pointed out that Bob Kane's art duplicates the sketches in the pulp story by artist Tom Lovell, right down to the little details.
The final cherry on top, though, was that Batman co-creator Bill Finger even confessed to remaking the story by saying, quote, "My first script was a takeoff of a Shadow story."
If you like this video and want to learn more of what Batman took from The Shadow, check out our past podcast episode, Is Batman a Ripoff of The Shadow?
You can also check out our pitch for bringing The Shadow into a pulp universe on streaming.
And if you guys like those, maybe one day we'll do a video on how the Shadow villains included an evil clown and likely influenced the Joker. Big thanks to our research assistant Dan for gathering the visuals for this.
And you can join our $5 Patreon tier, where we cover topics and deeper dives that don't make it into the main show episodes, like covering what happened in all the Detective Comics issues before Batman showed up.
So join us at patreon.com/superherostuffpod. We're a little under $100 short of our goal for $300 a month. Join the Patreon and help out, and if we reach $300 a month, we will celebrate by covering Superman Lives on the main show.
And then we'll dive deeper into those tiny, 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 tiny red speedos. And if we reach $500 a month, I will don those tight red Speedos and the rest of the Nick Cage Superman suit.
You can check out the audio adaptation I wrote for Newverse Creative for the first Batman story, Batman 89, Case of the Chemical Syndicate, which adapts Detective Comics number 27 as a prequel to Batman 89, where you can envision Michael Keaton's Batman in the first appearance costume. I also voice the evil assistant Jennings here. You can also check out my short story, Shortcut to Happily Ever After, at Metamorphosis Magazine.
And please check out my other podcast, Gaming Gaiden, that's G-A-I-D-E-N. Gaming Gaiden is my gaming podcast, and we cover a lot of retro gaming and the translation of video games from Japanese to English. And also, please check out www.metalforce.ninja. That is a movie I'm working on where it is basically R-rated, bloody Power Rangers meets Stranger Things.
Thanks for watching, and as usual, tell all your friends about us.
Indeed! You're listening to the Geekscape Network.